Did you used to, well, someone I was talking to in Laredo told me that he thought the word, he was Mexican-American or whatever you call him, he thought the word Chicano was very insulting.
It is.
That it meant sort of a lower class Mexican.
Yeah.
Did you grow up hearing it?
I never heard that word till about, I never heard the word Chicano. So just a few years ago when they started all this highfalutin stuff around.
With the politics?
Yeah, and the Cesar Chavez type stuff. I don't remember hearing the word Chicano when I was growing up. Yeah, I sure don't. We were talking about that here a year or so ago. I don't remember who it was. It was somebody that had grown up here with me in Latin America. We couldn't remember ever hearing the word Chicano.
Would he have been insulted if someone had called him a Chicano?
He wouldn't have been insulted if I'd have called him, yeah, you damn Chicano, after we heard the word. But he wouldn't take it kindly if some cat came up to him on the street and said, well, you nothing but a Chicano, he would probably raise up. Just like I got friends that are Latin Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do something dumb or something. I mean, anything that I might do, nothing out of the ordinary, but mess up something. I said, what trouble? You nothing but a damn Mexican. And they laugh, they think it's funny. But don't let some stranger come up there and say, get out of my way, you damn Mexican. They're going to hit him right in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all on what you're saying and who's saying it.
Do you think of the word Anglo as meaning the same as white? Or do you think of Mexicans as being a separate race? Or would you
say... Hey, we're back to, like, we have to come up with a name to differentiate between a Negro and a white. Whether you into black and white or colored and white or Negro and white. But what are you going to call Mexicans? You call them browns and us whites or tans and whites or brown power. They started up here for a while. It didn't last very long. They were walking around with a fist up there called by brown power. It lasted about 6 months. We're Anglos and they're Mexicans. I guess if, you know, we're Latin Americans and Anglos. I guess we should really call ourselves Anglo. The whites ought to be Anglo-Saxons, and I should be a Spanish American, and you know what I mean?
You don't
know where you're going to stop. I just never worry about it. If I have to tell them somebody, you know, if I ever get pinned down when I'm talking to somebody and they ask me, well, I guess I'd call them a Latin American or something like that. If I didn't like him, I'd probably call him a Mexican if he was an American. And I would mean it a little bit on the insulting side. If he's a friend of mine, of which I have many, that lives on the south side of that river, I call him a Mexican. I don't, it's not me, I'm calling him what he is, just like he would call me an American.
Especially if it was kind of icy outside and you were walking around, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
Almost fell?
Or I like to...
Like to fall? Like to fail? I don't know. Wait a minute. I almost fell. I like to fail? I guess so. Like to fail.
Do you use that expression much? Like
no,
to?
No, not too much.
And someone's waiting for you to get ready so y'all can go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon. You say, I'll be with you in...
I'll be with you in just a minute.
And you say those children get mad and what?
Those children get mad.
They get mad and...
Fight.
Okay. And yesterday they...
Fought.
And ever since they were small they had...
Been fighting
or
fought.
And you say, talk about something that you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
Dreamt.
And often when I go to sleep I...
Dream.
But I usually can't remember what I had
dreamt.
And you say, I dreamt I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.